You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
In the booth to tell us about a beautiful event happening this weekend. Sophie, you are here from Life Matters. How you doing?
Kia ora. I'm doing all right. I'm happy to be here. Happy to share what we've been working on for quite a while.
Oh my gosh, yay. We're happy to have you here. Now, Life Matters are putting on something pretty special this weekend.
Pretty special. It's called Laps for Life. As a suicide prevention trust, mental health awareness and destigmatization is huge for us, and it's part of our kind of mission to destigmatize discussion about suicide, because it's a really hard thing to talk about. So what Laps for Life is about, we'll be at the North Grounds, Alhambra Rugby Club, running a cumulative 365 kilometres around the pitch, and each kilometre symbolising each day in the year, with each day bringing new possibilities, new opportunities, celebrating, huge celebration about what we can do, how we can move forward, and build that strength and resilience to see each new day.
So awesome. Now, do you actually know the length around the rugby field? Like, how many laps are we anticipating for that 365 mark?
I think we have guesstimated it to be around 900 total laps.
Oh.
We'll be counting, we'll be trying to count as many individuals as we can and we've got heaps of people signed up. And please, if you haven't signed up, please do. It's on our Instagram, send us an email, get in contact, or just show up on the day. We'll have a registration desk there as well. If you want to come in, let us know. Please come in. Yeah. It'll be great. Great to see you.
So there is no limit on when you can register. It's literally just like rolling.
Yeah, you can turn up on the day. It'll run from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. We're real excited to see people come together, bring the community together, get as many people out there as we can. It'll be awesome.
Stunning. Such a beautiful event, and also like a beautiful format for what you're raising awareness for as well. Like, not only is physical activity such a helpful thing for your mental health, but also I know that a lot of the times when I'm tackling the tougher conversations with my friends, I prefer to do it while we're, you know, on a walk or doing some form of gentle movement, because it feels a lot less confronting than like a sit down one-on-one.
Yeah, absolutely. I always think it helps unhook the brain a little bit and helps you feel a bit more open if it's not the only thing you're thinking about.
Yeah, 100%. And plus, like, lapping up that North Ground, taking in the views of North D.
Yeah. We're real glad that we've got that space, and so central to Studentville as well. We know mental health can be a real struggle for students, especially ones coming in from overseas, from around the country, being away from home, real tough.
Yeah.
So being able to reach out to those people who may just need to have a chat about something, it's real important to us.
And do you have to have a group to be able to register, or can you just register by yourself?
You can just register. We've got one person signing up. We've got groups of 20 signing up. It's
amazing.
No rules. We're just happy to have you there.
Yay. And of course, I was having a wee geeze at the weather just before. It's not looking bad. It is looking fine.
We were a bit anxious because with all the rain, it's been forecast and it's hitting pretty hard on the West Coast at the moment.
Yeah.
But no, we're hopeful. We're optimistic.
Yay.
Saturday looks clear. Sunday as well.
Fingers and toes crossed,
yeah. And if there is a cancellation, we'll blast that out on our social media. We'll send emails to people who have registered. Worst case scenario, that's what we'll do. But not anticipating that.
Whew, yay, how good. Now, you mentioned there the socials. Where can people keep up with the amazing work that Life Matters are doing?
Yeah, we've got an Instagram, we have a Facebook, we have a monthly newsletter that comes out. I reckon that I've been following on Instagram before I worked there. It's a great place to keep up with things. New events, we've got our street appeal coming up in May 17th. Good opportunity, good space to just keep aware of what's going on and keep aware of what we're putting out.
And for anybody who would like to get involved with Life Matters, do you have any, like, volunteering opportunities?
Yeah, we have a volunteer Facebook group. I'm not actually sure what the sign-up process is for that.
It'll be somewhere.
Have a look. We have our email on our website as well. Don't hesitate to get in contact if you want to give us a hand with anything, like the Street Appeal or Apps for Life.
You outstanding, Sophie. Love your work. Where can people register for this event, get involved with the Laps for Life?
So, yeah, that's on our socials. That is through email. Just let us know what's going on. And feel free to show up on the day.
Great, fantastic stuff. Now, you've also very carefully curated, selected a tune for us. What am I playing for the lovely listeners of Radio 1?
It's just a little underground band called Radiohead.
Probably haven't heard of it.
one of my favourite albums of theirs. Song's called Body Snatchers.
Yeah, let's roll it. Hey, thanks for your time this morning, Sophie.
All good.
See you on Sunday.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, that was the legend Sophie from Life Matters about the Laps for Life event. Again, register anywhere or just show up on the day, all right? Check out their socials, check them out on the internet, give them an email, get involved, all right? Very important cause.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.